Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
It's Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, right? Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend, R. Paul Williamson. Paul Williamson is the author of Winning the Energy Wars. He is he's the president and CEO, the founder of Sustainable Systems of Colorado. He's a guy who's talking about alternative energy. He's advocating it, but he's not a zealot, folks. He's actually doing something about that. And Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Oh, sure. I would love to have your listeners go to my website, winningtheenergywars.com. And of course, with the holidays, we got to have our holiday discount, so they can get the book for $15.95. Or if they want to buy two of them, they get them for $25 with free shipping. So please go to winningtheenergywars.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Paul, as I said, you're not just pontificating. You're not just an egghead zealot. You're actually creating potential alternative energy sources and also alternatives to current construction models too, right?
Yeah, you know that when you go through my book, if you can't come up with at least 100 business ideas as to where we could go and what we could do, and that includes all the fuels, finite, transitional, or infinite energy sources. If you can't find at least 100 business opportunities in there, I don't think you know how to look for business opportunities.
Right. So, tell us about your hydrogen project.
Oh yeah, my research area in academia was hydrogen, and I go around the country and do hydrogen safety training with first responders.
You say hydrogen is safety, why do we need to be protected from hydrogen?
Well, you know, there's a lot. Actually, hydrogen is much safer and much easier to work with than a lot of our fuels. In fact, most of them. And most of it is just, elementary type education.
But who's using hydrogen energy now these days?
Actually, we use about 9 million tons of hydrogen every year. For food processing, for the different industries, whether you're at a coal plant or whether you're at a PNG place or wherever it might be, hydrogen is a real common commodity.
But all right, so that's what's going on right now. But how does hydrogen play into alternatives?
Alternatives, I see that's going to be our salvation. And when we're going to get to a lot cheaper fuels is when we can use hydrogen for our transportation fuel. And in fact, all of the major car manufacturers in the world have hydrogen vehicles, and they're just waiting for some leadership in the energy field.
But you know, Paul, I've been reporting on this alternative fuels for 15 years, really, since I started doing the show. And one of the things that's been fascinating to me over the years has been some of the developments of hydrogen, some of the potential prototypes for a hydrogen fuel, hydrogen systems, hydrogen engine, hydrogen propulsion. Nobody's broken out with anything in all these years. I'm starting to wonder if it's real or not.
Well, and I don't blame you, because hydrogen vehicles, for example, it seems like it's going to be oil in the next 5 years. Well, in the next 5 years, yeah. And it's always been just around the corner. And a lot of that has been being able to prove prototypes and be able to make it work. And I think all the companies are past that, whether it's Shell in the distribution channel or whether it's General Motors or Toyota or whoever it might be. They've all proven the technology. So the technology is there.
So what is the fuel? Is it liquid hydrogen? What is it?
There's one, BMW is the only car manufacturer that's using liquid hydrogen. The rest are using gaseous hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
And I've driven almost all of
them. And is that hydrogen just come from the air? You just pull it out of the air?
Well, no, you have to either reform it from natural gas, which you can do for less than $3 equivalent gallon, or you can electrolyze it out of water. separating the H2O into hydrogen and oxygen.
Right.
And get it that way, and that's a little more expensive because of the
So it's still demand. So the process of producing usable hydrogen in a hydrogen powered engine is still not comparable, still not as, on the same level or not any much better than carbon fuel right now.
No, except it is a lot cleaner and it's a lot more efficient because
right.
A fuel cell, for example, is at least twice to three times as
right.
efficient as an internal combustion engine.
But how close are we to for me to be able to go out and buy a hydrogen-powered car?
We are not close. The technology is there. The proven capability is there.
Right.
But we need to have the infrastructure in order to support it. And one thing that I'm doing in my one business that I'm starting up, my sustainable smart home business, is I'm going to be able to electrolyze water in my own home and fuel my own hydrogen vehicle right there at home.
How close are we to that being mass-produced?
That's right around the corner. I would say within the next 3 to 4 years.
Really?
That is very close.
In the next 20 years, will we see significant viable alternative energy sources, whether it be for automobiles or other sources, other uses?
Oh, I think so. That we're going to have to, Jim, because I think the whole supply-demand curve is going to catch up with us. The rest
yeah.
of the world wants to be just like us and
yeah.
need just as much energy as we do. And when we get to $10 gasoline, $3 hydrogen is going to look real cheap.
I think that's what Mr. Obama's plan is. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much. And be sure to go to my website, winningtheenergywars.com, and get your holiday discount.
Paul Williamson, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We'll be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.